Next is a progress note on Rick McLaughlin. McLaughlin, M, C, capital M, small c, capital L, then A-U-G-H-L-I-N. Rick is R-I-C-K. Place was Argentine Care Center. Date was June 15, 2022. New parent, Mr. McLaughlin, was seen regarding quadriplegia, comma, hypertension, comma, dementia, and he has a history of head injury, period. New parent history. Most of the neurological problems stem from the head injury, period. He does have cerebrovascular disease also, though, period. He is confused, but he was relatively pleasant, period. He has a rash in his neck today. And usually it's helped by triamcinolone cream, and I will have the nurse order that or give him that BID while he has the rash, period. He denies other new symptoms, but is confused, period. Review of symptoms is negative for chest pain, shortness of breath, abdominal pain, nausea, fever, chills, headaches, or other specific symptoms, period. He has vague soreness of his feet that he reports, period. He does have foot drops bilaterally, but he's quadriplegic, and he moves his left upper extremity a bit, and he has limited movement of his right upper extremity or his legs, period. New paragraph examination. He's not acutely distressed or ill-appearing. Temperature 98.7, pulse 64, spite rate 17. Blood pressure 145 or 85, but most pressures have been normal in the 120s or less, period. O2 saturation is 98%. Head and neck, oral and mucosa normal, ears normal. He has a bit of a redness on the fold of his neck, especially on the left side, period. No nodes, no mass. Lungs were clear to percussion and auscultation without labored breathing. Cardiovascular normal, S1, S2, no gout, no murmur. Abdomen is a bit obese, but non-tender. Musculoskeletal. He has the quadriplegic, period. There's no significant edema, and his pedal pulses are palpable bilaterally, period. New paragraph assessment and plan. One, he has a rash, and we'll order triamcinolone cream, 0.1% BID. Two, he has quadriplegic, mostly from the head injury, which he had long ago, period. He also has confusion and cerebrovascular disease, period. He has mood disorder as well, and is on Depakote 500 milligrams every 8 hours, and Lexapro 20 milligrams daily, period. Four, he has hypertension. I will continue the lisinopril 20 milligrams daily and Norvasc 10 milligrams daily, period. He's on a Timoptic eye drops for glaucoma and Trileptal 600 milligrams twice a day, and there's he does have a diagnosis of seizure history, period. The Trileptal also may help his mood, period. For the cerebrovascular disease, he continues on aspirin 81 milligrams daily, period. For neuropathic pains, he continues on gabapentin 100 milligrams 3 times a day, period. Overall, I continue the current plan, period. This is Dr. Schumacher dictating, end of dictation. Can you order that?
I did, yep.
Oh, thanks a lot.
You're welcome.
0.1%
BID. Yep.
Thanks.
BID, yep.
Okay.
Put it open.